It is June 23rd, 2023, and this is our first podcast short. And I'm Nicole Morales.
And I'm Jamie Mosay. And we're really delighted today to be able to talk about our workshop. So, Nicole, what are you excited about with this workshop that we're teaching?
I'm excited about working with new paradigms. I'm excited about talking about continuous anatomy and storytelling and really thinking about how we bridge the conscious and the unconscious, not just in our words and observations and sensations, but also with our hands and our ability to do, to perceive the ways people react to touch, or even in ways they invite it into how they sink in.
That's awesome.
What are you excited about?
I'm most excited about birth in our culture right now and how it feels ripe for these types of changes that the Breach Release Workshop, I think, can be a part of. On a grand scale, I mean, if you transform your relationship to breach, then you can transform your relationship to birth. And that's what's happening. We're on this big, this huge cultural cusp of shifting in so many realms. It feels exciting to be a part of that.
I think the other things I'm excited about is that this is our workshop, right? And not that I don't enjoy doing workshops for anybody else or other ones that we might have even created along the way, but this is ours. And I feel really good that we get to do what we want to with it. And that means that we can take some risks and we can do some things that seem to be out of the box. And maybe that'll come across in some of the ways that we hold the space for workshops. Do you want to talk about the Breach Release Workshop and some of the modalities, I guess, that we hope to bring to the table?
Yeah, I do want to talk about those things. We're essentially bringing the book that we wrote in October of 2021, bringing that to life. And through a workshop format that would look like using the four pathways that we outline in the book. That includes trauma-informed care, or what we're sort of also calling validation and listening. It includes body work, of course. A large percentage of the workshop will be totally hands-on embodied experiences. And it also includes the power of positioning, the pathway of positioning. And then finally, gravity and movement, right? How we can not even use, but be in relationship with that element in our sessions. And I think throughout the workshop too, I think the pathways are gonna guide how we facilitate the workshop as well as how people are experiencing it.
Yeah, I think that as a midwife, you know, we kind of have this whole positioning, gravity, movement thing down for birth, you know, especially for community midwifery. That's the case. And it's interesting because here we are in the pregnancy part of it. And when we have folks come on into do a prenatal, and then we bring in other aspects of positioning, it's interesting because I don't think we enjoy that as much. And I bring the word joy into it, but it's just like we can palpate the baby while someone's lying on their back or semi-reclined, but we can also do that on the side and how the organs of the body or the pressures of the body with breath and where the baby is in relationship to the bones, everything shifts and changes. And I guess that's where we find some new possibilities. And so the Breach Release isn't birth oriented, although there's some bridges that can always be brought to birth later. This is really focusing on the pregnancy care, and especially surrounding those who are presenting breech in that third trimester, especially towards the end. Mm-hmm. And I think also the beauty is that we get to work with families who really don't have a lot of resources, and it gives us a new opportunity, and them too, I hope, to experience this, I don't know, almost floating place or container of a space to suspend the rest of the world's belief systems for just a moment as we kind of play with this aspect of relationship. And you just walked in here today and you finished a breech release session.
Yeah, that's, I love what you said about the relationship part of it. And that's actually part of what I'm excited about for the workshop, because we'll have the space, or we've crafted the space and the time to be able to practice how we talk to our clients who are in this interesting place, right? This sort of shock, or maybe it's something they're embracing. You know, everyone comes to learning about their baby's position differently. And that was actually one of the things that came up in my session today with someone who is in late pregnancy with a breech baby. And we talked about what it might be like to do nothing in her her journey to support this baby in turning if they want to. Like that it's important to balance that with days where you don't think about positioning at all. So we are in this powerful place as any type of practitioner, whether we're a midwife or an OB or a massage therapist or an acupuncturist, that we can use specific skills that we would call like validation and truly listening to meet people exactly where they're at. Like that's often we want to come in with our tools that can either help fix this for them or maybe fix the system, right? And we're just taking a step back from that and settling into what does this one being need right now? And then from there, I think that's where the breech release session flows. So,
yeah. And I also just want to say that the power of us being able to hold this space is actually in letting go of that power and centering the person who's pregnant, who's come in, and the baby, and the gifts return back in so many ways. I feel as if in doing breech body balancing work, it's like my skills for listening mm-hmm. have improved. My skills for palpation and understanding such a range. As a home birth midwife, I don't do a huge amount of births. And this allows me to grow more skills with, you know, differently shaped uteruses, different amounts of amniotic fluid, different experiences, fibroids, scar tissue. Mm. And these are things that we can meet with our hands, right? And we can learn to, I don't know, not just palpate, but really sink in and be with what is. Mm-hmm. And then start opening to new possibilities.
Yeah, I like how you said that, or implied that your work with families that have breech presenting babies is informing all of your work, which is part of our hashtag, right? Breech for head down babies. So this really is a workshop that, yes, will help you be with breech families in a more authentic, grounded, skilled way, but it'll also help all of your birth work, however you engage with or connect with or support these families.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to these workshops and hope you all can make it.